Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. from a modern jazz collective of veteran cats that never imagined they would be charting as well as they have and are. That was the Verve Jazz Ensemble with the 2017 tune, You Stepped Out of a Dream, off the CD Swingin' Nova, to kick off this swingin' hour of Neon Jazz. So after wowing audiences with their live performances, the Verve Jazz Ensemble released their first CD, It's About Time, in 2013, and their fan base immediately blossomed. Their debut Top 10 Jazz Week album laid the band's foundation, with jazz classics featuring new and dynamic arrangements of music from the likes of Tad Dameron, Miles Davis, Henry Mancini, and more. When I caught up with the band recently, I asked them about that sound that keeps the fans coming back for more, and this is what they had to say.
The focus of the band's sound, Joe, is rooted in the word verve, and maybe a minute on the name of the band would be fun to share. When I formed the band in the Danbury, Connecticut area in 06, we named the group Verve Jazz Ensemble. We were just a local performing group, never had any intention or expectation to, you know, record albums or become a nationally or internationally recognized band. And we picked the name because I loved the Verve record label's lineage. The record label, of course, classic bop, bebop, hard bop, swingers, cool jazz era, Latin, bossa. And that was kind of the space that we enjoyed playing in.
They continue to put out quality albums and are natural mentors for all the younger players coming up today. And that was another thing I wanted to know from them during our interview. How are the kids receiving jazz these days? Have a listen.
We see young people, you know, in their late teens and 20s that, you know, don't know anything about John Coltrane or never heard of Max Roach or Woody Herman. And yet, they like the sound of the music, and, you know, what is it? I mean, my daughter is listening to one of the arrangements that we're going to have on our next album, which we'll talk about. It happens to be a Gene Krupa, Jerry Mulligan feature, and she really likes the song.
Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that loves those big outfits like the Marcus Lewis Big Band and the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, all ready to fulfill your jazz dreams, big, small, trio, and even duo. Let's get one more from the talented band known as the Verve Jazz Ensemble. And this is the 2012 tune Lady Bird off the CD It's About Time, and I would say so.
is Josh Feldstein, the drummer with the Verve Jazz Ensemble.
And this is Tatum Greenblatt, the trumpet player with the Verve Jazz Ensemble.
And we are listening to Joe Dimino on Neon Jazz, keeping jazz alive on the internet. Go, Joe.
Thank you.
That was saxophonist and flautist David Liebman teamed up with the Canadian jazz cat Mike Merley with their quartet featuring Jim Vivian and Terry Clark with the tune Small One, live at UNT back in the year 2017. So these veterans of the saxophone are kind souls in front of hungry fans. This is one of those discs that you should definitely pick up. As a reviewer put it, live at UNT proves itself a fine example of the two sax frontline small ensemble category of sound. From a local Kansas City outfit known as the Dan Riggs Big Band, they go from Glenn Miller to Michael Bublé, from In the Mood to Feeling Good. They play that timeless music that spans generations. This is the tune, It Had to Be You, and it always is, baby, here on Neon Jazz.
It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found the somebody who could make me be true, could make me be blue, and even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do for nobody else. Gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, a wonderful you. It had to be you. Take it away, guys. Cross, try to be boss, they wouldn't do for nobody else. Gave me a thrill with all of your faults. I love you still. It had to be you, a wonderful you. Had to be you.
Hey now, this is Bobby Watson, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMino.
Once I met a cloak and suitor, never was a suitor cuter. My wardrobe grew more ample with each sample, and that's how I got my start. Then I met a famous flyer. Goodness, was that guy a liar? He loved me like a brother. That's another, but that's how I got my start. A string on me. Let people talk as they do. Nobody has a thing on me except mink and a bracelet or two. Prove it by my rich old banker. How I made that banker hanker. 'cause that's how I got my start by my rich old banker, how I made that banker linger. So let this be a lesson, keep 'em guessing, 'cause that's how I got my start.
That was Dallas-based jazz singer, one from the vintage era, Laura Ainsworth, and that is a cut off her latest CD, New Vintage, circa 2017. That was the song, That's How I Got My Start. So all over the world, she has that satiny three-octave voice, that sense of humor, trademark elbow-length gloves, beaded gowns that would fill Julie London with envy, and she ushers audiences into an enchanting world. A cocktail that combines the elegant retro style of nightclub shows of the 40s and 50s with sophisticated modern musical twists. She calls it New Vintage, and that is apropos. And when we caught up with Laura recently, she talked about the resurgence of her craft.
It came and then sort of went away, but I think it's come back. I think it is working its way back. I think younger people now are so culturally deprived that when they find something good like this, they tend to grab onto it. Some of them just desperately grab onto it.
From the First Lady of Song, this is Ella Jane Fitzgerald with Nice Work If You Can Get It, live at Carnegie Hall in 1973. And as we get into this tune, listen to Laura talk about her experience with Ella.
I even saw when Ella Fitzgerald was very old, probably one of her very last appearances, I can remember seeing her there. She could still barely get around. In fact, my dad, since he played in the band, he had all the inside scoop on all of these entertainers who came through, and he would tell us all stories about them. And he said Ella, I guess in her waning years, she would spend all of her time in her hotel room watching soap operas.
And you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door. Oh, imagine someone who could ask for anything more. Loving ones who loved you and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it. Won't you tell me how? If you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how? Nice work if you get it. If you get it, won't you tell me how? Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door. Oh, imagine someone who could ask for anything more. Loving ones who love you and then taking that vow. It's nice work, and it's nice work, and it's nice work. If you get it, won't you tell me, won't you tell me, won't you tell me, won't you tell me how?
This is Laura Ainsworth, and my necessary evil is Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Melios da Serra, baby, go, go, go. Or as we natives say, va subito. If you're ever gonna kiss me,
It had better be tonight. While the mandolins are playing and stars are bright. If you've anything to tell me, it had better be tonight. Or somebody else may tell me and whisper the words just right. Melios da Sera, baby, go, go, go. Or as we natives say, Vasubito. For this poor Americano who knows little of your speech, be a nice Italiano and start to teach. Show me how in old Milano lovers hold each other tight. But I warn you, sweet paisano, it had better be tonight. Melios da Sera, baby, go, go, go. Or as we natives say, va subito.
Off their eighth studio album called Lock and Key in 2016, that was the tune It Had Better Be Tonight from the jazz group Chaise Lounge. Led by singer Marilyn Older, this is a very cool vintage band with a lot of players making some quality jazz. From jazz saxophonist Benny Krueger with his Legion known as an orchestra, this is the 1926 tune How Many Times? And as we like to say around here, let's just do it one more time.
Thank you. I'm Brown Winans, Stride pianist right here in Kansas City, and I am listening to Neon Jazz.
It's a new night without a sight. The rain is reflecting in our concrete jungle. Our spot is empty with the sounds of our music and laughter. And the phone keeps ringing. Together we find some harmony with our surroundings feeling so bleak. There's nothing for us to do but speak through this simple little melody. I find myself so happy to be here with you in this lonely city. And I know that tomorrow there'll be a breakthrough. No more sorrows, no bad news. We don't need popularity. All we strive is simplicity. So think about all the good things in your life and don't dwell on the bad.
That was the talented and accomplished New York-based vocalist, composer, and arranger Christina Kohler with the tune Simplicity off her 2018 CD Perception. This is her debut CD, and she is only 23. With the help of her talented and tightly knit trio, she presents a snapshot of the self-development as a singer, songwriter, and arranger. From early jazz pianist, bandleader, and composer Jelly Roll Morton, specializing in that early world of ragtime, this is the 1926 tune Someday Sweetheart, as we let the celebration continue here on Neon Jazz.
Thank you.
That was a very versatile drummer, Jeff Hamilton, with his trio in 2017 with the tune Gary, Indiana, off the CD Live from San Pedro. So this is another album that showcases the brilliance of Jeff and the cats that he historically surrounds himself around. Along with the recording and performing throughout the world, he also teaches, arranges, and composes. From the trumpet playing of Buck Clayton and his jazz orchestra, this is the 1953 tune Sweetheart of Parade, as this neon jazz parade continues down the road. Again, that was trumpeter Buck Clayton with his swinging orchestra with the 1953 song Sweetheart of Parade. And our final stomp into the jazz light as we leave this hour of jazz is the 1938 tune Muskrat Ramble from Lionel Hampton and his orchestra. So thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man leading the Muskrat Ramble around here, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Jazz.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We love you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends. Thank you.
Neon Jazz.